Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Denver Chidi, and I'm reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 17, which says, "Obey those who rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls, as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." I'm also reading Matthew, chapter 20, verse 25 and 26, which say, "But Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant." So we have two different scriptures that talk about the role of pastors and spiritual leaders and church leaders in the church today. The one from Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17 says that Christians are supposed to obey their pastors because their pastors are supposed to watch out for their souls. And the Bible says that they must give an account to God for the souls that were entrusted to them. So be submissive to them and obey them. Make their life easy, not hard. But then the other scripture, Matthew chapter 20 verse 25, gives the flip side of the coin. It is now saying to pastors, if you want to be a pastor or a spiritual leader, don't be like the unsaved people. Don't be like those who rule and lord over people and pull rank on them and exercise authority over them. No, if you want to lead, you have to be the servant of all. So the greatest among you, let him be your servant. There are some countries of the world where if you say anything negative about any ruler, the army will show up at your house and they will never hear from you again. It's a really terrifying thing when people in authority decide to rule with an iron fist. And the Bible writers are saying it should not be like that in the church. Those who rule over us should not rule with an iron fist, but they should rule with servanthood. The ideal scenario is where you have a pastor who genuinely has a heart for God and who loves the people and genuinely is looking out for their best interests and is serving them selflessly. And the people in turn respond to that by obeying, by submitting, and by cooperating with the pastor in his vision. That is the ideal. But unfortunately, people talk to me and my wife, and they tell us things that go on in their church. They tell us things that happen with their pastor and problems that they're having in their church. Now, let me tell you this. There are a lot of sources of trials in your Christian life. The Bible said persecution will come. Do not be surprised when trials come, but count it all joy. But the Bible, most of the times when the Bible talks about persecution, it is talking about persecution from ungodly people. You're not supposed to get persecution from your church. You're not supposed to get persecution from your pastor. You're not supposed to get persecution from the man who is supposed to be your shepherd. If you are getting persecution from your shepherd, then you have to wonder a number of things. Is that person really a shepherd? Is that thing you go to really a church? It may be some kind of country club, some kind of social gathering, or it may even be a cult. I know of one case where there are a number of Christians living on a street, and they notice that there's a lot of crime and drugs taking place. Their youths are going astray. So they decided, let us meet once a month and let us hold a prayer meeting. Let us just pray and fight against the powers of darkness and do warfare for the people of our street. All of these Christians are from different churches. right? So there's no one church that they all belong to. But they said that's not going to be a problem. We all share the same vision. We all love the Lord. And we all want to see our community come to Christ. But there is one particular member who decided she cannot be part of that prayer group anymore. Why? Because the prayer group doesn't come under her local church. And two, her pastor did not give her permission to be part of that prayer group. Even though there are hundreds of scriptures in the Bible that tells us to pray day and night without ceasing always, she needs her pastor's permission to do what the Bible clearly tells her to do. That is, my friends, the very definition of bondage. That is what I call church bondage. And there is another person I know who serves faithfully in his church. But for the longest while, he has been trying to leave that church and go to a different church where his brother is the pastor. And he would like to go and serve in his brother's church. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But he can't go because his pastor never released him. And again, I'm saying this with a big laugh on my face because that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. His pastor didn't release him. And there are many people who will tell you that they go to a church and unless they get married to somebody from a different church, their pastor never releases them. They say, our pastor doesn't really release his people. Okay, first of all, it is not his people. It is God's people. He is merely a caretaker of God's people. None of those people are his. Secondly, the only people who need to get released from anything are prisoners. They are the only people who need to get released. Christians don't need to be get released because who the Son set free is already free indeed. You are not in bondage to any church, any law. Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has set you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. The only people who need to get released are people who are in bondage. And this thing called church bondage is a real thing today. There are a lot of Christians who are in church bondage. They were set free by Christ. Who the Son set free is free indeed. But they're in bondage to their church. They're in bondage to their pastor. And they can't get out. Because their mind is in bondage. In reality, I know there are a lot of you listening and saying, well, all they have to do is leave that church. And that may be obvious to you and me. But to them, they can't even leave the church because their mind is so much in bondage. Even though the thing that they go to may be more of a cult or a country club than an actual church, they cannot leave because their mind is in bondage. Now, I have been studying the Bible and theology and cults for a long time. The only people I know who can't leave something, who cannot leave, who cannot escape, is people who are indoctrinated into a cult. It is incredible that there are born-again Christians living in that scenario. We look down on people who follow Jim Jones and David Koresh, how they lost their lives. And we look at them and we say these people are in real bondage because their mind was in bondage and they just couldn't get out. But there are a lot of born-again Christians living in the exact same situation. Sure, their pastor wouldn't cause them to kill themselves, but they're in real bondage. Their spiritual life is being strangled. They can't really live free. Their children no longer want to serve God because they're seeing the bondage that their parents are going through in church and they want nothing to do in church. My friends, that is not how church is supposed to be. Church is supposed to be a place where you are edified, where it's a joy to go and fellowship with other Christians. Church is supposed to be a place where you gladly go, where you will want to go. We attribute to pastors more authority than they really have. Do you know that there is not a single scripture in the Bible where it says the pastor is the head of the church? There is not one. I challenge you to search the scripture from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. There is not a single verse of scripture in the Bible that says the pastor is the head of the church. It's not there. There are three scriptures that say Christ is the head of the church. So you might say, well, you know, the pastor is the head of the local church. Well, the Bible doesn't even say that. All the Bible said is that God has made these people overseers or caretakers or shepherds. They are caretakers of God's people. You know, pastors like to talk about my sheep. This other pastor is stealing my sheep. You don't have any sheep. You are just a caretaker. The sheep belongs to Christ. Christ is the true head of the church. The pastor's job is to serve the people by being their spiritual leader. Hebrews 13:17 says, "For they look over your souls." A pastor's job is to watch over the people spiritually. He is to be their spiritual leader, to give them guidance, counsel, exhortations from the Word of God, admonitions, to rebuke them if they're going astray spiritually. A pastor's job is to call people back to righteousness. A pastor's job is to lead the people spiritually and attend to their spiritual well-being. That's it. That's a pastor's job. And if pastors do their job, it'll be really easy for people to submit. I'm sure I know many people who have wonderful pastors, and they can't stop talking about how great their pastor is and how great their church is. And every single time, those pastors are the ones who are selfless and the ones who are genuinely interested in the people's well-being and their spiritual growth. These are not the pastors who are only interested in their money or what they could gain, or pulling rank on people. These are pastors who genuinely want to serve people. And I challenge you, if you're in church bondage, you need to be free from that. The Bible said to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. The apostles rebuked other Christians who would put a yoke of bondage on the necks of other Christians. You're not supposed to have a pastor who puts bondage on you. That is not of God. And if you're in a church like that, I challenge you to rise up in the name of Jesus and leave and go to a real church. God never called you to church bondage. While we're talking about bondage, our book, Small Devil, Big God, is available in bookstores. It's available in Muhammad's bookstores, Charon's bookstores, as well as Christian Education Center in Trinity Mall. Small Devil, Big God by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady. You will recognize it by the big lion in the front cover, representing the big God that we serve, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And if you don't see it in Muhammad's, Charon's, or Christian Education Center, just ask for somebody for the book by name, Small Devil, Big God. The book is about being free from bondage. The book is about identifying things in your life that caused you to live in bondage. The Bible says, "Who the Son set free is free indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It says to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. Identify the things. Yet there are many Christians who are not living in freedom. They're living in bondage. And the book challenges you, in the light of the Word of God, to examine the areas of your life where you are in bondage, to identify the causes of that bondage, whether it be some false belief that you have, whatever it is that's causing you to live in bondage and to be free. You want to experience true freedom in Christ, not just in theory, but in actual practice. Go ahead and get our book, Small Devil, Big God. It's all based on the Word of God. And we promise you that that book will be a tremendous blessing to you. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.